This hour is brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.
Thanks so much for joining us today here on the Retirement Room with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist, for Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. Find them online and learn more about the team. Schedule a time as well at MatthewJames.com, or you can give a call, 366-8366. That's 366-8366. My name is Chris Vaughn. Today on the show, if you're holding a lot of cash right now, is it the right time to get back into stocks? Before we get into that conversation, though, let me check in with the man himself. John, good to be with you as always. How are you, sir?
Yeah, same here, Chris. Man, look, it's a different weekend. You know, we don't have the amount of basketball. Really, 99% of the basketball is complete for our household. We had some championship games this past weekend. You know, this weekend's a little bit different, man. We don't have the things on the schedule like we normally do. Free weekend. I'm just practice, but next weekend is two different tournaments in two different cities. But you know, we're pretty excited about it. And I know we had news earlier this week of American hero Mr. Toby Keith passed away, and you know, that's very unfortunate. And we got to look at, you know, what's going on around the country and what's happening with the markets and what strategies we should take advantage of.
Exactly, figuring out how to you know, focus in on what matters. How is it going to affect you and your retirement, as because at the end of the day, what's more important than your own retirement, your own circumstances? That is where having a customized retirement plan comes into play, and that is where John and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management can help you out with that. Again, that number, 366-8366. John, always a busy time in the Blanchard household, even on your quieter, quote-unquote, quieter weekends. So we appreciate you, you know, spending time with the listeners, get them a little insight as they get ready to hopefully launch into that retirement. One of the big questions I think people have when it comes to their retirement is, how much money do I need to have saved? Opinions, you know, they're all over the map. Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary, he actually said this on a podcast recently.
You have to get to a place where you have $5 million in the bank, because you can survive the rest of your life no matter what happens, and your family. You can take care of a lot of people making 6 or 7% of $5 million. When you make that, you have to set that aside and you don't risk it. Then after that, you can start to take risk capital and put it to work.
So $5 million, 6 or 7% returns, it seems a little lofty, but I have to wonder, John, what is your reaction when you hear a number like that? What do you make of that notion that you need to have $5 million and then still have some risk in the market?
Well, I mean, look, $5 million, that's a lot. I mean, Mr. You know, Wonderful, his lifestyle is a little bit different than most people. But, you know, it's having cash available for, you know, opportunities. And so, you know, we do meet people that have a mid seven figure number, mm-hmm. you know, in you know, basically sitting in cash or in a money market, and the amount of money they need to live off of is extremely minimal. I mean, I meet people that have 10, 20 million, and they're happy if they could just make 5% a year, take zero risk, and or 3% a year and take zero risk, and the amount of, you know, yield that's going to, you know, provide them, they won't even spend all that money on an annual basis. So obviously that's a different standpoint when you look at the math, but ideally it's, you know, what's the big picture plan moving forward? I mean, some people, you know, with your guaranteed source of income from Social Security or maybe a pension, you might only need to have $300,000 in an outside investment to spin off a certain yield to supplement the difference. Now look, having more is better. Having an abundance of wealth built is significantly better. So that's something that we have to look at. Try to build that bigger number for emergency fund purposes. But we have to look at the big picture. You know, we have to look at it holistically. You know, you need spendable income in retirement. So it's okay, what type of portfolio are you going to design, build, or have built for you to get that money? How much risk you're taking with the market? Or, you know, what kind of positions are you taking? The other thing is looking at medical costs. You know, if you're retiring before the age of 65, how are you going to cover health insurance? You know, looking at whenever you get into your mid-70s or late 70s in the 80s or 90s, you know, what if you need in-home care, or if you go into a nursing home, how is that expense covered? You know, so we have to look at all the different angles. How is your dollar going to get taxed? So looking at it from a holistic point of view and having taxes as a foundation, then from there you could figure, okay, what kind of income planning, you know, what, like the income planning that you have to figure out, how is that dollar going to get taxed? Because it's not just about what you got paid on, but it's what you keep. What's the net number that you get to keep, you know, in your checkbook? That's actual, you know, money that you could touch and spend. The other thing is that the allocation, not every dollar is taxed the same. So how does each type of dollar, depending on what type of account it's in, how does that money show up on a 1040? you know, whenever you take it? Or does it be, or is it realized every year? Is it interest or a dividend or a capital gain? The other thing that we have to look at is estate planning. Okay, what is, you know, we had several people in our office this week talking about having questions about trust. Well, it depends. What are you trying to do? What is the end goal? Some people are trying to keep, you know, their assets protected in the event they go into a nursing home. Some people are worried about estate taxes. So, like, there's so many different dynamics that we have to look at, and we have to look at them in a priority, and then from there make the right decisions, and then bring in the right people, the right teams to help them out. So it's all about bringing that specialist, you know, for their particular situation to help them out, to keep them out from being in a bind or in a tax bind, you know, down the road or you know, further in your retirement or whenever you pass, whenever you try to have those assets exchange hands to the next generation.
I worry that there are people out there who heard Kevin O'Leary, who heard Mr. Wonderful. It was his podcast, his own podcast, by the way, say that you need $5 million to retire and then immediately just resign to the fact that they may not have that amount. And, well, they just say, well, that's it. I have to work for the rest of my life. That's not necessarily the case. Obviously, as John pointed out there, if you've got more money, the more money you have, the easier it probably becomes. But don't be deterred if you don't have that. $5 million, by the way, is like the top 1% of earners, according to a recent Forbes study. So, again, kind of a lofty thing to attain. But, you know, if you have $1 million saved, if you have $500,000 saved, don't feel like you can't retire. Sit down, start developing that plan, and see where you are. Perhaps there is work that needs to be done. Perhaps you have to take a couple extra steps. Perhaps you're set up in a way right now where you can retire comfortably, but you don't know until you sit down and you have that conversation with someone like Acadiana's retirement strategist. And that starts with a phone call, 366-8366, or going to the website at MatthewJames.com, always available online day and night at MatthewJames.com. Every year, the Fed does a survey asking about household finances, and they ask people 75 and older if they had any debt. In 1989, that number was about 21%. Last year, it was more than double that, 53%. I know debt reduction is something that you are very passionate about, John. Are you seeing this trend with clients, more people coming in with debt, and how is, you know, that possibility going into retirement with debt a real liability?
Yeah, look, that is an issue. The more debt you have, the less free cash flow that you have. It puts a strain. I mean, you're some people are focused on, you know, trying to pay this off. I mean, which I would say all of them are, ideally, but it hinders the time period of when you could retire. You know, trying to retire when you have an abundance of credit card debt. And look, we see a wide range of numbers. I mean, there's people that come in that have no credit card debt. There's some people that have $75,000 of credit card debt. So we have to look at how to reduce that amount, you know, the amount of debt. And so, like Dave Ramsey talks about snowballing your payments. What we do is we look at debt stacking. So we have a particular software that looks at the balance that you're paying, the minimum payment, the interest rate, and it looks at the math and figures out a payment schedule to where you can cut down time and interest. And then maybe, okay, you get that down. Maybe you could do a debt consolidation loan where you get an even lower fixed interest rate for a defined time period. And then that could help you free up even more cash flow that you can turn around and reappropriate to paying it all faster. Maybe you don't have, you know, whenever you have an abundance of credit card debt, that tells me probably 90% of the time there's no emergency fund. Mm-hmm. The emergency fund was the Visa or the MasterCard or the Discover. So what we have to do is build that emergency fund while also you know, paying down these higher interest rate or what was higher interest rate debt if you were able to do a debt consolidation loan. And then from there, that allows you to start maxing out contributions to your Roth, your 401k, your IRA, your SEP, your simple, depending on what your, you know, what kind of career you have. But ideally, we have to look at getting rid of the debt as fast as possible. And then from there, reappropriating that money to where you can make it work for you instead of you always having to work to pay down a past bill that you've had.
As we said many times when it comes to taxes, the less money that you have to pay out, the more money you get to keep for yourself. Same thing with debt. If you have debt, you know, that $400, $500 that you're putting towards a car note or, you know, however much, if it's a credit card bill, things like that, that is less money that you have towards your retirement. So if you could take the steps beforehand and reduce that debt, that is more money that you can use towards your retirement, hopefully make it more comfortable. It is, in fact, part of the planning process. You wouldn't necessarily, maybe not necessarily think that credit card debt reduction is a part of your retirement strategy, but it is, honestly, and that's something that the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management can help you with to get started. Once again, that number, 366 8366 if you want to look at some strategies to, you know, again, maximize the amount that you get to keep and get to enjoy in your retirement. 366-8366, or go into the website at MatthewJames.com. At its latest meeting, the Fed decided to leave interest rates where they are, 5.25%, 5.5%. Wall Street had been hoping for up to 6 rate cuts this year, but economist Carl Weinberg tells CNBC the Fed, quite honestly, setting its own pace.
The overall economy has been very strong, and that gives the Fed pause. So what's their job here? You know, is their job to generate the best possible result for the economy? No. Their mandate is to minimize the chance of the worst possible outcome for the economy, and that would be a reacceleration of inflation on the back of a strong economy. So we think they're going to take their time before pulling the trigger on rate cuts to ensure that the worst possible outcome doesn't occur.
So is it too soon to move out of cash and get back into the market, or do you take a more patient outlook?
Yeah, look, we got to be way more patient. You know, I hear a lot of water cooler talk, you know, looking at the past couple months as far as what the market did. I mean, we got to look at where it's at right now at an all-time high. And you know, people think, okay, it's time to get back in. And if you look at the RSI, the Relative Strength Index, you know, there's more money being put in the market right now because people are looking at, well, you know, I see all these gains. I want to go ahead and jump in on it too. And you're seeing a repeat behavior of what happened in during the .com, you know, bubble in that run up. And then, so do I know if the market's going to crumble tomorrow? Absolutely not. Do I know when it will? I have no idea. But the thing is, we have to look at this and being smart about it. We have to look at how Mr. Warren Buffett invests. You know, he invests like a woman. Most women buy things when they're on sale. Why would you buy into a position at an overvaluation? That doesn't make any sense. So we have to look at buying in at an appropriate time whenever the pricing of that position or positions in general or indexes is priced accordingly. The thing is, when you're overpaying for it, that's like, you know, buying in real estate right before a real estate, you know, the market crashes. You know, so that's, you overpaid for a property, and then you're going to want to dump it, but you're not going to get what you paid into it. So we have to look at that with the market as well and make a good decision on when it's appropriate. The other thing is you know, that's having a buy and hold strategy. But what about using a tactical strategy, looking at data, having an understanding of when it's appropriate to be in the market, when it's appropriate to be out, using a mathematical decision, not an emotional decision on making a purchase, where you're using math to understand when it's appropriate to hold, sell, and buy a position or a series of positions. So ideally, it's all about having a different strategy, a different foundation, and then how the tax plays into the factor of it. And then looking at the big picture, what is the purpose of your investment? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to realize some capital appreciation? Are you trying to drive current income? Are you looking at preserving your principal? You know, what is the focus of that you're trying to do? And so ideally, we have to take a step back, ask a series of questions, and then figure out, okay, what is the best strategy for you? It's not the same cookie cutter approach. Not everybody gets the same thing. Well, ideally, we just need to see, okay, what custom features that you need to help benefit you and your household.
And it's important to realize that your retirement, you know, it is the next chapter of your life, but there are segments in there. There is money in your accounts that you save that you aren't going to need for 15 years, 20 years. And so you can change your investment strategy for those. You can have that mixed blend, you know, being patient with some parts of it, you know, knowing that there is more of an immediacy, a bigger need for some of your retirement. If you need help with that mental shift, there is a lot of psychology involved behind the retirement, that mental shift from working to now making your money work for you. Acadiana's retirement strategist and the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they can help you out with that. Just give a call, schedule a time to speak with them, and begin the planning process. 366-8366. MatthewJames.com is the website. Is it just an old wives' tale? 1 in 4 Americans say that they can feel pain in their knees and other joints when a storm is coming. 1 in 6 say they can tell because, you know, they have a headache that comes on. Turns out that is actually real, because when air pressure drops due to an incoming storm, it can make the tissue in your joints swell and cause headaches. So not really a wives' tale. There's actually science behind it. I bet there are some clients out there, John, that are listening that watch financial news as well, and then call you up saying that they heard that a storm is coming financially. How seriously should we take that? Do you find yourself being, you know, the calm before the storm?
Yeah, no, I do. And well, I mean, we do. I mean, sometimes the calm, but the thing is that we know that there's a storm coming. There is people that are very, you know, nervous about it. And so what we have to do is look at what's the big picture for them. And I talk about that a lot. It's just we have to look at what is their situation. What are they trying to do? We got to look at the risk that they're taking. What is the standard deviation on their portfolio? What is how much volatility are they exposed to? You know, did they start taking money out of their account? So, you know, whenever you're taking in that distribution phase of retirement and you're taking a substantial amount of risk and your standard deviation is higher than the return and you're seeing, you know, a down year and you're pulling out money, you're shortening the lifespan of your account. You're you're having a negative compounding effect. And so we have to look at how that it could play against you and what is the strategy to basically move in a different direction and how to lessen the impact on a negative year. And so we have to look at this because, you know, we have people coming in and their concern is running out of money in retirement. We have people that have a concern of, you know, losing too much of their account value in retirement. And we have people that are, you know, concerned about overpaying taxes. Some people are concerned of all three. So we have to look at what is the right mixture for you? What are we trying to do? Now, whenever someone's, you know, we have people that come in that they're kind of behind the eight ball on the amount of money that they saved. And then the amount of money they need needs to generate such a higher return. So the problem is you're taking such high risk in a very volatile market, and that leaves you very exposed, very vulnerable in your account value being wiped away prematurely over you know less than a decade. So that's something that we have to look at, and we have to maybe have to realign some goals, change some you know the dollar amounts that you're withdrawing, so your portfolio can survive in the appropriate time period.
It goes back to having that, you know, that mindset, having the understanding that you need your money to work for you in different ways for different times. There is money that you are going to need in the next 5 years in retirement. And so that is money that you don't necessarily want as exposed to market volatility. At the same time, history shows that, you know, in the markets always come back and they come back stronger. And so there is money that there is that growth potential if you don't touch it, if you don't have to touch it for the next 15, 20 years. And so having that strategy, being able to figure out how all the moving parts work together for you in your retirement. Once again, as John said, there is not a cookie cutter approach at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. It is custom suited to your needs to get that planning process done. 366-8366. Actor Tom Selleck just turned 79, and he is still working, actually wrapping up the 14th and final season of Blue Bloods on CBS. More people, I think, know him from his time as Magnum PI, but as he told AARP, it's a part that he actually initially turned down.
Saying no to Universal assigning Magnum to me was a big risk because I'd never been on the air, and they said, "Who the hell do you think you are?" I said, "Nobody, but I don't want to do this. The guy's too perfect." And they somehow caved in and did a lot of rewriting, and this kind of imperfect private investigator that I love playing came about. I think the acting business is about risk. Good parts should scare you. Risk. It is the price you pay for opportunity.
And deciding when to retire also carries some form of risk. You retire too early, and then you run the risk of outliving your savings. The top fear among retirees, actually. Delaying your retirement might give you more financial security, but maybe less time to enjoy it, to reap the benefits of your hard-earned work there. How do you help clients find that happy medium and make that decision ultimately?
Well, look, ideally, we just have to look at doing income planning. I mean, we do this all the time where we're looking at what is their goal, what is the amount of money that they, you know, they want to have coming in, what is their assets, as far as what kind of advanced tax planning techniques can we implement to lower their liability or to maybe take money off the table to shift it over to tax-free accounts. I mean, like we do some tax strategies that are, you know, some pretty nice options. We have this intangible drilling cost deduction that we do where the amount of money that we put in is gets you a 92% deduction off of your AGI. So what happens is you can have cash sitting in a bank account, or let's say some stock that you have a short, you know, you have a very small long-term capital gain, and you can take that money and reappropriate it and then take the tax deduction to offset moving money from your IRA to your Roth account. Like we have one guy that came in, we're able to move $400,000 a year inside from his IRA to his Roth account, and he doesn't even have to pay one red cent in taxes by doing so. So, I mean, look, there's some lucrative things that could be done, and in the future, we're setting him up to where he could build this Roth portfolio that generates 100% tax-free income. And then he has his other sources of income that he can, you know, withdraw a small portion out of his IRA. He turns on Social Security at 67 in his case between him and his wife. And then he is realizing a certain amount of long-term capital gains per year. And then from there, he puts himself in a 0% tax bracket with a mid-seven-figure investment account. I mean, who would have thought? But the thing is all about design. So you'll have to, you know, there's some things that you have to do. You might have to pay some a little bit of taxes in the front end. But then to have tax freedom for the next several decades, and then you transfer money tax-free with a, you know, step up in basis, inheriting Roth accounts, those kind of things. So we have to look at how can we set up a structure to where we can lower your tax liability for the duration of your retirement, but then where you're going to get the money from. And so we have to look at what is the most appropriate time to take Social Security. You know, we have to look if you're single, if you're married, are you getting a pension? Are your spouse getting a pension? What's the valuation of your Social Security? We got to look at the valuation of your investment accounts. What kind of performance does your accounts have? You know, are they income producing? Do they have dividends? Do they have interest payments? We have to look at all these things to before we can make the correct decision, but we have to put together an analysis that covers every aspect of it.
I have no doubt that in your career, you know, you have become very skilled at your profession and you're well-versed in that. And I think by listening to the show, and I think just by reading some of the you know, financial or watching financial news or whatever, you understand that there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to your retirement, taxes, income, Social Security, when to claim that, Medicare, all these different factors. It could be daunting and something that you feel ill-equipped to do on your own because, well, you don't really have much experience doing it. Well, here's the thing. You want to retire once and hopefully just once. Why not turn to a team that has been helping, you know, countless people in Acadiana and, you know, in Louisiana and beyond and retire and stay retired. And that is the team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. All it takes to get them on your side and figure out, you know, that right time for you and what's going to work best for you in your retirement is a phone call, 366-8366, or go into the website at MatthewJames.com. Retirees often talk about finding their forever home, but an article in the Wall Street Journal warns that you might want to strike that phrase because the perfect home now might be less ideal later on. Seniors might be forced to move out because of health and dwindling finances, quite frankly. Others may miss their grandkids or, you know, hate their new neighborhood. What do you tell clients who say that part of their retirement plan is looking for that forever home?
Yeah, look, I mean, the forever home is a big thing because, you know, that's where most families come together. And like my grandmother passed away 10 years ago this past week. And so we were very fortunate to where that she lived next door, like literally next door to me. So I was at her house all the time. And then all of my aunts and uncles on my dad's side, well, all my uncles on my dad's side, which only have two aunts, they all lived on the same street. So we all lived next door to each other. So me and all my first cousins were always around each other. Now, granted, me and my brothers were the youngest cousins. So, you know, we weren't the first ones. They were getting phone call, hey, come play over at our house. But the closest one to me was 4 years older than me. And then so, you know, yeah, I would play with her. But then, you know, then my other cousin, he was 8 years older than me. So that the youngest guy cousin. So the thing is, that's something that we have to, you know, we valued because everybody would come to grandmother's house next door. And that was the meeting point. You know, for most families is where the matriarch and the patriarch is of the household. So, you know, we have people coming in and saying, look, I want to move into this house because it's a good central location for all of my kids to come to. Sometimes they stay in the house where they raise their children because there's so many memories there. There's such a safe zone. There's, you know, there's a lot of happiness that's there. But then maybe they want to add amenities. Hey, look, we're going to build a pool for when our grandkids come over. We can all go swimming together. Maybe we build a treehouse in the backyard with a zip line. You know, so we hear about these stories and then, you know, people are like, okay, I want to go ahead and fund this. Where should I get the money from? You know, we have other people that are like, hey, look, I want to go buy a place in Destin or in Fort Walton Beach or in Orange Beach or, you know, something like that to where they have a place to where all their family can go to and they can spend time together relaxing, you know, on the beach. Or maybe if they go to, let's say, you know, somewhere north, they go to Tennessee or Arkansas or something and have a cabin in the woods sitting on a lake. You know, a lot of people are into different things, but it's a matter of, you know, they're putting together their assets and figuring out, okay, what, you know, what can we do? How can we afford it? Where do we appropriate money? Should we take out a loan? So what we want to do is help them plan for that and understanding these future expenses that they have. Maybe they plan on buying an RV so they can visit their family members. Maybe they plan on buying a boat. Or maybe like we have some clients that they got a place in Toledo Bend or a place in Falls River or some other body of water in Louisiana or around Louisiana where they can have all of their family members, you know, join them at, whether it's, you know, Sippermore Point or, you know, anywhere in general. But ideally, it's a matter of figuring out what's those goals, what's those values, and planning from there to make the right decision so they can enjoy that time with their loved ones.
You know, earlier in the show, we talked about debt reduction and making sure you, or hopefully, you know, you enter into retirement with as little debt as possible. Buying a house, obviously, I think everyone out there who has had that experience knows that that is probably one of the most expensive purchases that you are going to make. And I know very few people who, I know no one actually, who's just bought it with cash outright. So there is a bit of debt that goes into that. Not to say that you shouldn't do it. You just want to make sure that, you know, it aligns and it fits in with your plan and how to go about making it work. And if it's part of your planning process, if that is part of your retirement dream, you know, John and the team of Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they'll sit down with you, they'll run the numbers, and they'll see how you can go about, you know, making this into that reality, because that is part of the whole planning process, you know, making what you want to achieve in retirement as attainable as possible. 366-8366 is how you get started. Perhaps it is downsizing, perhaps it is relocating, perhaps it is just adding some, you know, amenities to your house, like John said earlier. But to see how it all works, hopefully without affecting your quality of life in retirement, give a call, 366-8366 or MatthewJames.com. What is your biggest fear about the government? Comedian Joe Zimmerman says for him, well, it is taxes.
I worry about it all year long because other countries, the government will tell you what you owe and then you just have to pay it. Here the government's like, okay, what do you think you owe us? I have no idea, just tell me. Nope, you gotta add it up. Well, I'm really unorganized. What happens if I add it up wrong? You could go to jail? Oh no.
I mean, he's not wrong. There are 100,000 pages in the tax code, and you know, we have to figure out our best move and stay within the law all at the same time. What are some of the biggest misses, John, you guys see with your clients when it comes to tax planning, specifically in retirement?
Some think that, well, you know, I heard that when I turn 70, I don't even have to file taxes anymore. I don't owe any taxes. Hmm. Like I paid everything I was supposed to pay in my first 70 years. But when I turn, you know, after I'm 70, I don't have to pay any taxes at all. I would really love to find out where people are hearing this from, because obviously it's not accurate whatsoever. You know, if your only source of income is Social Security, well, then that's one thing. You know, but if you're taking money out of an IRA, you're realizing capital gains, you're getting rental income, you're getting dividends, you have interest from some bank CDs. This is all stuff that you have to report. Now, maybe in your situation, you don't have to pay any taxes because of the standard deduction, whether you're married or single. But the thing is, it's just have the assumption that, well, when I turn 70, I don't have to pay taxes anymore. Is 100% inaccurate. It's nothing to do with your age. It's a matter of what's your income. You know, the guy that lives under the bridge doesn't pay taxes more than likely because he has no income. He's getting donations now. Look, we've heard of stories, you know, where people that, you know, look like they're homeless and they're bringing in about, you know, six figures a year of income, but that's that's not, you know, 100% accurate on the fact that they're paying taxes. So we have to look at what's going on there. Now, look, you know, I was riding around with my son this past weekend, and so unfortunately there was this lady that potentially was homeless, you know, asking for money. And it was pouring down rain, and she had a sign, you know, asking for money. He said, which was kind of cute, he said, well, she's actually homeless because she doesn't have a necklace, and if you have a necklace, that means that, you know, you have money. And so she didn't have a necklace, so that means that she was poor, she was homeless. So that was something that, you know, I thought was, you know, cute and funny, but at the same time she was smoking cigarettes. You know, you have to get money for that. You prioritized, you know, the food that you're asking for to buy cigarettes. You know, that's a substantial amount of money that's being spent. So we just have to look at where's money being spent, where is it going, what's the plans, what you're trying to do and accomplish, and having an understanding of how taxes work. Because, you know, we were always told when you go into retirement, since your income's lower, you know, you pay less taxes. Well, the thing is, you have different types of income and that gets calculated a different way on your 1040. Mm. So Social Security is tax-free up until a certain point. And then after that, it triggers other taxations. And so, you know, you could have less than $80,000 a year in income, but you could see some of your money getting taxed at a 50% rate. So we just have to look at what's going on, what's the big picture, what's the plan moving forward, and how can we lower your tax burden in retirement, because we, you know, it's not just about the money that you make, but it's about what you keep. So how does your dollar get taxed? And that's something that we have to address, and we have to calculate to make sure that you have the lowest expense in retirement, which is taxes. The other thing is we have to combat, you know, healthcare costs of retirement as well.
You know, and also not just knowing, you know, what you get to keep, but also what your taxes could be in the future, what you can avoid paying. We all know that the tax cuts, the Trump tax cuts that are in play right now, they are set to sunset at the end of 2025. So we now have, you know, less than 2 years to do this planning for this code that's been in place since 2017. At that point, will taxes go up in the future? I mean, will taxes go up at that point? Possibly. Probably, quite honestly. And who knows if it's not even just a reversion to the Obama era tax levels, but going higher, $34 trillion in national debt, things like that. Taxes can only go up in the future. So taking a look now, being able to, you know, yes, perhaps pay taxes right now by doing Roth conversions or things like that, but then not having to worry about it down the line can go a long way to, once again, keeping as much of your money as possible when it comes to your retirement and being able to use it for what you want to use it for versus what the government deems necessary. The team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they can help with that. It is right there in the name, after all, Tax and Wealth Management. So sit down and speak with them and start developing that plan, 366-8366. Now, John, you mentioned Social Security, and we keep hearing that it is going to go broke if something isn't done. There are warnings. The program will pay out more than it brings in starting as early as 2033, less than 10 years from now. At that point, could possibly trigger a big cut in benefits. But here's the thing. Most of Social Security's funding comes from paycheck withdrawals, so there's still money going into it, just not as much. So it probably won't disappear outright. But I have to wonder, all this talk, has this become a fear among your clients? Do you see people making poor choices when it comes to Social Security that could harm them down the line?
Well, look, there's a fine line. Obviously, there's people that are, you know, getting into retirement right now. I don't think they have as much to worry about. The people that are, like, let's say my generation in their 40s and lower, you know, that's something that we have to worry about more, where we have to plan to expect less of this government benefit that we've paid into. Now, granted, look, we've paid into it, and so, you know, we want to get our money back, but the way they calculated out payouts, the actual tables they use, that now the fact that we're the length of life that people are living is a lot different. So back when Social Security was created, the average lifespan was in the late 50s. And so even though, you know, the full retirement age was 65 at that point. So, you know, statistically, they weren't paying out as much in benefits. Now we're at a point where we got all these baby boomers that are retiring right now. I mean, this is like one of the biggest years, and the next couple will be as well. So there's a lot of people that are going to be turning on their Social Security income stream, and we got to look at what's going to happen to this trust fund over this next decade and moving forward on what's going to happen. I know we talked about it last weekend. One of our Louisiana senators had talked about, you know, taking the internal investments for Social Security and put it in the market, because he's seeing market growth. That doesn't, you know, mean that's an answer as far as what's going to happen if we have a significant drawdown in the market. So ideally, we just have to look at the big picture, the big plans on you know, what we're going to do, when we're going to take Social Security, what's the scenario? Are you married? You're single? Who's dependent? Or what are we trying to guarantee that benefit off of? You know, what is your other supplemental income sources? So we have to look at all these different things before we make a decision, not just say, well, it's because your neighbor did it or your old coworker did it or your cousin did it doesn't mean you have to take Social Security at that particular age. You know, we have to look at the big picture. If you're trying to make sure you're maxing out a survivor benefit, or maybe your spouse is going to be a victim of the Louisiana windfall provision, where they're going to get a reduction in that benefit because they're getting a state pension. So we have to cover all these things to make sure that we're going to take the appropriate amount of money at the right time. But also, what if you're earning money? You know, we have people that earning greater than $22,000 a year, well, they're going to see a reduction in their Social Security benefit if they've taken it before full retirement age. But also we have people that maybe they might own their own business, they're taking Social, but then they're showing a certain amount of earned income. Well, what if you change, reduce the amount of earned income, and then from there you can not have a significant reduction in your Social Security benefit and where you can maximize it more? So we have to look at all these different scenarios on what's the best way to, basically draw Social, the time frame of it, to get to maximize your money to where you're collecting more for the long haul.
And it's not necessarily about fear mongering and hearing about the solvency issue of Social Security and cashing in right away. If you need the money right now, then certainly, I mean, there are hundreds upon hundreds of ways to claim Social Security, and finding the right one for you is not something that the people at the Social Security office, I say it week in and week out, they're not there to do that. They're there to process the paperwork. So you want to figure out how it works for you and make sure that you get to make and keep as much of it, or you get to take and keep as much of it as possible. The team at Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management, they can help you with that process, figure out how it all goes together in your retirement plan. 366-8366 is the phone number, and MatthewJames.com, that is the website. And as always, want to thank you for joining us here on The Retirement Roo with John Blanchard, Acadiana's retirement strategist. Hope you have a great week ahead of you. Hope you stay safe out there. John, appreciate the time as always. And as we wrap up, want to leave you with the final word.
Yeah, Chris, man, I enjoyed the show. We had a lot of good things that we talked about, strategies and stories and, you know, topics and things that, you know, every American should know on what's going on with retirement and investing and reduction of taxation. So, you know, look, any way, which way we could help, give our office a call. And be sure to also listen in right here on KPL 96.5 News Talk next weekend.
Matthew James Financial Group is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through John Ronald Blanchard, Louisiana Insurance License Number 529925. Investment advisory services are offered through J. Hagen Capital, Inc., registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered separately through John Blanchard, License Number 529925.
This hour was brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management.